Hello, everyone, and welcome to the new and improved Talk Radar, episode number one, with a bullet. This is Sterling McGarvey.
And this is Takeshi Hirooka.
And we are your new hosts of Talk Radar. We've gone through, and based on community feedback, we've decided that we are going to excise and finish off quite a few features that were part of the previous podcast based on community feedback. So, things that you can expect to see go the way of the dodo include Chris Antista and his soundboard, Henry Gilbert, Michael Reperez, top seven lists, community segments, new game releases, and most of all, that chiptunes music that you guys hate so much. Fundamentally, I'm taking your silver-haired podcast and giving it an emo makeover. This is going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to...
Hey! I didn't know you guys were in here already.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah, we were just testing out the sound.
All right, well, yeah. Shall we get started?
Mic check.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, so welcome to Talk Radar 188.
Woo!
Hi, we haven't met yet. I'm Chris.
Oh, hi. I'm Sterling.
Sterling, hi.
How you doing, Takeshi?
How are you doing?
Nice. I'm Michael Reparas.
I'm Hollander Cooper.
I'm Henry Gilbert.
Woo!
And together, we were the old Talk Radar. I mean, we're currently Talk Radar.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure we've just confused the shit out of
the bit over?
I think the bit's over.
Okay, okay. Sweet. That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't want to let anybody in on the joke. I was just going to totally be like, no.
Yeah, we were going to steamroll through as if nothing had happened, but you ruined it.
Did I?
Like, you ruined everything.
Did I?
People were going to be like, their acting was so strong, I can't believe that this wasn't legitimate.
It was powerful and convincing.
So, welcome to Talk Radar and Games Radar.
Yeah, guys. Hi.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard, both of you.
Yeah.
So you both started like this week, which is a great week to start because it's short.
Yes.
Because you only have to work 3 days, and then you can relax because it's Thanksgiving, and that's awesome.
Actually, I'll be unpacking all of my worldly possessions.
Still.
I need to get some stuff out of that drawer.
It's not a bad way to spend the week.
Oh yeah.
Remind me. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
So what are you going to be doing with Games Radar? What is your title, technically?
I am the multimedia editor, which
and
means...
I am video producer.
Awesome.
So basically, we're kind of working in tandem to create all sorts of awesome stuff. I like vagaries.
There you go.
Right, cool. All right, well, we normally start off with the top seven. Which this week was the top seven most giving characters in gaming.
Also, Takeshi has to step out, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
That was our very ham-fisted way of introducing new people to you. Because we know you hate new people.
Wow. Hey. That was not ham-fisted.
Still, yeah, this is the soundboard almost everybody who's not our listeners hate, but you probably get used to it.
Yeah.
I used to collect sounds that were relevant to what we're talking about, but I didn't read this week.
Wait, you have silly accents on there from a certain game that we like talking about silly accents from?
I have to wipe this computer and get it back so it has nothing on it. What?
That was like a stereo sigh from me and Hollander.
Some of the comments are...
It's right over there. I can go get it. You know, I can go get the hard drive.
Before we get started, I wanted to extend the introduction just slightly. I mean, Sterling, you've been at several places. Do you want to maybe rattle off some credentials?
Are you implying I'm a town bicycle?
No, I'm implying you've got quite a bit of experience. Sexual experience.
Oy, now we're getting all personal. So I have been working in the gaming media for over 6 years. I started out at GameSpy.com, where I co-founded the GameSpy debriefings prior to its debasing, the late GameSpy debriefings.
May it rest in peace.
May it. God bless the dead. Mm-hmm. And then went on to work at G4TV.com, then went on to EGM Media, and now I am back in... I would like to say sunny Northern California, but I just moved up from LA. It's cold.
It's cold
here. Mm-hmm. But hey,
at least we have a semblance of seasons.
Mm-hmm. You do have a semblance of seasons and awesome public transportation that's actually feasibly covers a metropolitan area.
That's interesting. I've never heard anyone say that about Muni, but I'm guessing you're talking about
compared to LA.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, in general, hey, it's California. I love California. I'm happy whether it's north or south.
Are you from California?
Yes, I am.
All right. Mm. See, I'm not, and I'll never go back. California rules.
Yeah.
Even though we're from Florida, which some would call the California of the East, but it is
fuck
not.
You know,
I call it the dick of the East. Yes. Mm,
that
the dick
fuck
of
the everything East. On the eastern side of the Mississippi.
We just call it Bizarro California.
No, no. It's not.
It kind of is.
It is Bizarro that. California.
It doesn't deserve that. It all looks like L.A., but way shittier. Like, it looks like a horrible Vegas in Orlando, bunch of old idiots and... The rest of the... Florida's awful.
See, no, not my family that's out there. He's not talking about you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Not you guys. The other people in Florida. I'm talking about all of you.
Wow. Wow. Even my aunt who listens religiously?
Yeah.
Yes, your aunt listens religiously?
No, she's too busy being rich.
Oh. That's also adorable.
That's yeah.
Wait, is that a thing? Like, if you're rich, you don't have to listen to these podcasts because you're just playing all the games we're talking about?
No,
I never thought about that.
Exactly.
That's a demographic we can't reach.
Rich people?
Yes, we should stop.
We should talk about yachts.
It's free, too.
We should. Yacht Radar. It's now Yacht Radar.
Yacht Radar.
This is part of the reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Lovely to see you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How are you, Cooper?
This yacht's cut from a solid block of diamond.
It did like that. You went into little Dr. Evil there for a second.
Yeah, I kind of did. It went off. Went off character.
Oh,
so,
Vidigames.
Yeah, Vidigames. Top seven. Most giving characters in gaming. Number seven.
Well, can I get a little description? Giving?
Oh, yeah, giving.
Well, like, it's Thanksgiving this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we mean giving people blankets with smallpox mm-hmm. and taking their land.
Yeah, characters that did that. And also that were particularly generous.
We should change the holiday's name to Blankets Giving.
Characters that were particularly generous are selfless. I mean, you know, all video game heroes are generous and selfless.
But these are the most
Kratos.
Generous.
Yes.
And Kratos is the biggest asshole that ever starred in a video game. Does he ever talk to anyone he hasn't murdered? Like,
has he killed Athena?
Yeah.
Well, right. They end up dead.
Yeah.
Athena!
They either end up dead or he kills them. But
whether purposely or accidentally, he always kills them.
Yeah.
Wait. Maybe I didn't get
still, right. I'd love to see him, you know, in a pilgrim hat carving a turkey.
What do we want? Accents? What do we need?
We'll get there.
I should know. I don't have the internet.
Can you imagine Kratos carving a turkey as, like, numbers start punching up on the board? slice,
just
breast,
gets,
wing!
Gets blood orbs out of it.
By the auto carver!
18-hit combo! Dinner's ready!
The Blades of Chaos hunger for stuffing! Stuff it with bread shit!
Just gravy flying everywhere.
Kratos.
Just imagine him like Cookie Monster just sort of slapping his hands in gravy. And
I can imagine now. Zeus, prepare for your pumpkin pie!
No whipped creams, it's Kratos!
Am I doing good, Kratos? I'm backing off from the mic. No, it's not good at all.
It's
your Kratos is also your rich person,
yeah!
And your Stone Cold Steve.
Yeah, wait, it was a little bit like the, but like speaking through his teeth,
yes,
like an aristocrat.
So yes, as those of you who've read the article know, Kratos is in fact entries 7 through 1.
Yeah.
Man, just hearing his voice stresses me out.
Oh, Hank.
Well, who is number 7?
Number 7 is. Number 7. Thank you, Chris. Is Maxwell from Scribblenauts. There's an interesting rationale here that it's not that he's particularly generous, but he can give you anything you want.
Yeah.
That anything you can think of, he can bring into existence and let you play with.
Except solid platforming in the first game.
Damn it.
Ooh! Yeah, there's
tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I do have
D-pad controls.
I do love Scribblenauts.
I love D-pad controls more. So Super Scribblenauts.
I decided to not play it, so I love it on the same principle everybody did that one E3. I don't
where everyone gave it best of E3 and then it came out and they're like,
"It's still a darling. Oh, that wasn't a game." Oh.
I wrote zombie and then I wrote Jesus. That counts for something, right? And they fought.
Look, there's Keyboard Cat.
Yeah,
oh my god.
It was really more of a title screen that had mini
pretty
game
cool
puzzles
that's,
you could
that
participate
said if somebody
in.
Went like, "Hey, it's just going to be a title screen and it's still $30," I'd have been like, "All right, whatever."
But,
yeah.
You can type in words and create objects that you can play with.
It's essentially Google image search.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely worked as a proof of concept the first time around, and then I felt like they, you know, they honed it, they executed it, and then they made, you know, some people who make hardware look really bad when they said there's no way you could get an experience like what we have on our console on an iPhone. Until Scribblenauts came out on iPhone.
Yeah.
I played that. I'm betting it's pretty much the same. I said half.
Whatever, I'm all PC now. I don't have time for any of that other shit.
Why would you?
Don't talk
to
me
about
that
stuff. One of the, I went and grabbed a bunch of canned screenshots for the image on this one, and I'm pretty sure that one on the lower right is the giant pregnant baby that gives birth to other babies or dead babies.
That's what it looks like. It looks like a God of War villain. I'm not even trying to go back to that.
Baby, I will thwart you. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
And technically every puzzle is solved by him giving people things.
Mm-hmm. Or creating things that destroy other things.
Yeah.
Now, you ever type in nuke in that?
Yeah, it doesn't end well.
No, it just sort of fade to white and you're dead.
I always like God and Cthulhu.
Yeah.
That was always a good one.
God just looks like Zeus.
You ever make them fight?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Maybe like pit the winner against another one just so that you get to see the opposite result.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's a cool toy.
Oh, you can make Jesus too, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can't remember if Muhammad is a possibility.
Mm. Better not be. You can't depict him.
I hope not.
Yeah. Well, there was a second Scribblenauts, so no.
No.
Ah, good point.
A Muslim slaying at WB Games. Like, funny? Should I bring it down?
Number six.
Time. Yeah. Starving.
Number six is Frog,
aka
Glenn
Sally Field. Wow. Sorry, Smokey and the Bandit reference. Audience too young.
Wow.
You're
too young.
Let me retract that. Yes, but it's an awesome movie.
It is.
Yeah, I kind of blame Charlie for this entry because he
no.
It was originally going to be Link, and then I was like, "Well, Link's not particularly any more or less generous than most other video game heroes." So
he's as generous
Mario,
as anyone that breaks into your house and steals all of your
money.
And then
Charlie was like, "Hey, there's a bunch of characters in Chrono Trigger you could go with. I mean, Chrono sacrifices his own life. Robo spends centuries planting a forest. Frog's really." Noble.
Slimy.
And so I passed those three suggestions along to Kimberly, who wrote this. And, of those three, like, I thought Frog was kind of the afterthought, but I included him anyway. And she's like, yeah, I'll go with Frog since, we've already got a self-sacrificing hero in here. So I was like, really, that one? I'm like, okay, well, I'll see what she'll do with it. And she did a decent job.
Yeah.
I
prefer Robo, though, I guess. Personally, Robo gave up. Well, I guess he can't die, so years are meaningless to him.
Yeah, that's true. So, but
he did give up.
But he never paid Rick Astley for his theme song.
Yeah.
And
do you have that?
I can find it. Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about self-sacrificing? I mean, Frog gets turned into a frog, and he's kind of a coward and gets chased away. And what does he do? He decides he's going to become the hero that his dead friend was
supposed
to
have been.
And
let everybody think he's the dead friend.
Yeah.
Them when they think he is. He's not trying to trick people.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he is a self-sacrificing guy, very heroic, like living a hero's life, just out to stop that one asshole who turned him into a frog.
Mm-hmm.
And turned his friend into a ghost.
And I'm kind of surprised that, like, when you... If you can recruit that said asshole later on, and Frog doesn't, like, pitch a fit and try to kill him and everyone else.
It's true. Well, Magus helps him get revenge on the other guys that screwed him over. So, Magus is just so cool. I'd hate it if he couldn't be on your team.
That's a good point. The cool bad guy.
Yeah.
For no other reason than he's cool.
So I feel like announcing in the middle of your top seven that there is something that I do have to give right now.
All
right. And that is give everybody a reprieve from listening to my Kratos impersonation.
Aww.
Yep. I gotta go because otherwise I'm going to be stranded in the offices tomorrow.
You mind going out on Robo's theme?
Is this never gonna give you up?
You'd think that. It's Robo theme.
Nice. Yeah, this is actually used to be my number one song at karaoke until...
Robo's theme?
No, not Robo's
theme. Chrono Trigger? That's what this is.
But then it became the cool thing to do.
Yeah, once the Rickroll happened, it wasn't even a hipster thing. It was like everybody started doing it, and I was kind of like, well, when somebody else does a song you want to do at karaoke, you can't go up there and follow them up.
Yeah, I know.
It's just obnoxious. Anyhow, I'm going to take off these headset and I'm done. Thank you. Certainly. Thank you for having me. I promise I'm not going to ruin the podcast.
Oh, nobody thought you were going to ruin the podcast.
That's what I do.
I swear to God, there were so many people who were like, yes, when they heard your intro and who were like, you know, now hanging themselves because you're not taking
I've been
over.
Trying to ruin this podcast for 2 years. Yeah. It has not worked.
Please don't hang yourselves. I was going to make a reference to Heathers and then I realized I was aging myself.
That's okay. That's okay. I would have gotten it.
We date ourselves all
I would have gotten
time.
It. Yeah. Love the Heathers.
Sometimes with corsages.
Good movie.
Great movie.
What's all right, thanks. Thanks, guys. It. I'm glad to be here.
All right, thanks for coming on, Sterling. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. All right, now that asshole's gone. Oh, hey, see you, man. On. See you. Sorry.
Oh, still
sorry.
In earshot.
Yeah. You get it? Also, I love... All kidding aside, that robo theme is blatantly ripped off from Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah. It was something we discovered just about, well, any Japanese game. They just didn't give a shit and
nope.
did whatever they wanted, mm-hmm. included whatever they wanted. Kind of like what we do with Talk Radar.
Now that he's gone, we can talk about things that nobody else will ever hear.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's share our secrets.
All right.
Our erotic secrets.
Secret is...
Man, that's a bad idea.
Man, this messed up soundboard is totally his problem now. That's...
The Chrono Trigger's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
And thus, Frog is giving.
Yep, mm-hmm. Sure.
I wrapped it up for you, man.
Why not?
I got you.
All right, let's move on.
Number five
is Commander Shepard from Mass Effect. Not necessarily Femme Shepard.
It wasn't necessarily Femme Shepard.
No, although okay. She did kind of write it that way, but, you know, just switch the pronouns
well, she's
around.
A woman.
Yeah, but
no,
the
no real
thing is, like, somebody...
I thought it made the article more empowering.
The real Commander Shepard, you guys.
Somebody in the comments was like, oh, I noticed you used the female Commander Shepard and no male ones. I guess people think, you know, that's being more edgy or whatever. He said, I can't find the comment right now, and I don't care to. But it's really,
Shepard she knows.
Yeah, it's the Shepard. It's clearly her Shepard. Yeah. It's the one that's easy to take screenshots of. I'm sorry you find that objectionable.
Women.
Also, while talking about comments, one of the top ones is, real Thanksgiving was like a month ago.
Yeah, nobody lives in Canada.
What are they?
You hear that, Canadian
sit
listeners?
Sit there in your frozen wasteland shivering. Yes.
Newsflash, Canadians, you're actually Eskimos with an internet connection. Get used to it.
Go fuck a caribou. Yes.
And they barely slaughtered any Indians during their holiday.
That's true.
I mean,
yes.
Come on. I mean, they slaughtered some.
Their holiday isn't a fucking sham.
Yes. Eat a tree backs.
Eat a tree backs?
Doesn't matter.
Mounties, etc.
Yes. Yeah.
Floppy mouths.
Yeah. Molson.
Mass Effect. What, huh? Mm-hmm. I don't play Mass Effect.
Beginning of Mass Effect 2,
yeah.
I believe, is the most. Is that the reference for the most part?
That is, I think, the jumping off point that he or she does sacrifice his or her life in order mm-hmm. to save the crew of the Normandy, and when resurrected, does not immediately seek to not die. You know, that Shepard is always willing, you know, whether you're going Renegade or Paragon, Shepard's always willing to put his or her life on the line. To save the galaxy, to help others. You're always doing shit for other people, whether you're bad or good. And
most of the game, I mean, unless you go out of your way to avoid it, especially Mass Effect 2, you do the missions you have to do, and then every person on your ship is like, hey, Shepard, so I have a random errand I needed mm-hmm. to run on this planet full of crocodile monsters. Can we just go take care of that?
So I noticed,
take a break from just saving the world?
I noticed we're a little low on lug nuts. You mind picking some up? Like, it's going to take a detour because they're made out of crystallanium and it only comes from this place.
Listen, can you scan these 500 planets and find some new coffee for me? Just the most random, inane quests, and if you don't do them, your ship gets blown up.
That's one step away from just asking them to pick up toilet paper.
But he does
Shepard will always pick up toilet paper.
He does it, and the game rewards you handsomely for doing it. Because if you don't do all that bullshit, there's a good chance everyone's going to die a horrible, fiery death.
Yeah.
Well, that's one reason with why giving in most video games to me seems false, where because you're giving in those games because you know the games are built to give you,
to something,
you
with something
back.
You are. Even as character. Even when I'm Link returning chickens, I just want that fucking heart piece.
But you're mm-hmm. doing you're doing it because you want the heart piece. Mm-hmm. Link is doing it because he's a good person.
But some of it is me being a good person. Like side missions, I don't think I'm doing it as a matter to... 100% anything. I'm never 100% anything. It's just don't know, but see you want more, those exploring more. I like the idea of karma. You could say that, Hank. Mm-hmm. And then we're in this philosophical fucking argument I never wanted to get started on.
Fuck you, Hank.
God.
Well, there's something about Zaz in the Batman games that does make me want, like, feel a certain, like, moral reason for wanting to stop him. Just because I guess the Joker technically has a bigger body count than him, but Joker's so much more entertaining and theatrical. He's not out to just creep you out and talk about how
nothing more than to be a villain.
I can't hear Zaz's name without my mind just spawning a bunch of Metalocalypse Zaz jokes. This needs more Zaz.
I keep thinking it
needs to be more Zaz here.
I keep thinking of a Zaz from Final Fantasy 13. Am I the only
Yep.
You're the only person.
Did he show up after the first, like, hour?
Yes.
Nah, yeah.
Although the knife murderer would be more entertaining if he had an afro in which a tiny chocobo.
Yes, exactly.
That's true.
Wow, hold on. Yeah. Writing that down for possible Photoshop. That's fantastic. So, in short, Shepard is into what?
S&M?
Justice. I'm finding a bunch of old sound effects, wiping this computer.
Oh, all right.
Let's see.
Weren't we? Oh, you're right. You're right.
Number four.
Number four is Bomberman. I mean, Subject Delta.
Oh,
I really like this entry.
Yeah.
you go now. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, that was a great. That's, I think, one of my top moments in Talk Radio. But
I want every sentence you say to begin with that.
So I actually felt more of a connection and I enjoyed the story more in Bioshock 2 than Bioshock 1. Mm-hmm. Because when you get down to it, Bioshock 1 is about trying to get revenge on somebody, mm-hmm. and then you find out somebody who is controlling you, and then you find out someone else was controlling you, and you go to murder him too. While Bioshock 2 is about, like, fatherhood and mm-hmm. being, like, even if it's fake, he wants to protect Eleanor. Like, mm-hmm. he wants to save her so bad. That's what's so important to him. And it drove me through the game, too. Like, it also, like, I saved all the little sisters in the first game, mm-hmm. but, like, actually teaming up with a little sister as a big daddy yeah. in the game was so much fun. And just, I just loved, like, when she would say, like, nobody beats my daddy. And she, like, I don't know, I felt a real fatherly bond with them. Like, and especially with Eleanor, like, it made it feel very important to save her. And when you work with her later, like when you team up with her at the end of the game, like it also made me feel good.
And you do have to go out of your way for a lot of it. So it is kind of a giving thing as the player almost. It's like you do get rewarded for it, but mm-hmm. in Bioshock I never really felt challenged enough where I'm like, I need more superpowers to beat these generic splicers.
Yeah.
So it's not like you needed to get more Eve.
By the end of the game I have, in both of them, I just had so much shit. I was just like having to leave behind awesome like electrified rounds everywhere. Like, I don't need this. Yeah. I don't need this either.
I've got too many of these.
Yeah. I've got too many electric bullets. Mm-hmm. Far too many. I can shoot bees at people. What the fuck am I going to use electric shotgun rounds for?
Or my fucking wrench is lethal to everything.
Yeah, depending, I mean, Subject Delta, what sets him apart from Jack in the first game is that he actually has some semblance of free will apart from this bond with Eleanor. And he can, depending on how you play him, he can be even more giving than just, I am tracking down my daughter. He can, you know, leave people alive, give them their lives back, be a savior instead of a conquering destroyer.
Mm-hmm. Though I did. I killed that giant baby in a jar, though. That guy was a dick, man.
I left him alive.
And his friend said, hey, well, afterwards, I wish I had known there was the achievement for letting them all live. Mm. But the only one I let live with Billie Holiday. The other guy was like, well, not, you know, the Billie Holiday clone that lives there.
Right, but yeah. But
the other guy was such a dick. He's like, he sold her into slavery.
Man. Yeah, I shot him,
like,
too.
Yeah. And then the other guy like left a message saying that living like this is too horrible. Don't let me do this. Like, and yeah. I was like, yeah, this guy's right.
But no, he doesn't want to die now. He left that message before he was a horrible monster.
Yeah, but who knows? He's crazy. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, urge for self-preservation is pretty universal. But that other guy, for me, there was the added thing. It's like, you're a journalist, and you're going against everything a journalist is supposed to do. Fuck you. Die. Bang.
But who?
Your journalism degree was just, like, crying in the corner. Do it.
Mm-hmm. But what kind of horrible people shot the... Poor, like the poor old black lady who only helped you. Like,
yeah.
What kind of rude people would do that, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, why?
I don't remember.
What did she... They give you no reason to hate
her. Probably
seemed
like a good idea at the time.
Eleanor's only
like
friend.
If anything, she keeps talking about what a bad person you are. So what? You go like, I'm going to prove you right.
Well, if I shoot her while she's talking about it, then she'll never have to hear her talk about it again.
Yeah, you got a good point.
I just kill people to stop the voices, Michael.
Oh, God.
What do you think?
So he was very giving of bullets, too. Yeah. Nah, yeah, Subject Delta, cool dude.
Number three.
Moving on. Speaking of...
This is the
speaking
accents.
Of killing to stop the voices.
Oh, boy.
And voices you'd want to kill to stop.
Now, I never beat this game, so should I take headphones off
for fear
of... Is
your teacher nice?
Spoilers.
I don't know. You know, I mean, it's a pretty short game.
Michael has spoiled everything about the game for me, and none of it makes any sense, and I don't care.
I'm not gonna talk about any major things.
Okay.
Except for, you know, the various trials that Ethan Mars has to go through, because Ethan Mars from Heavy Rain is this entry.
Crawls through some glass.
Yeah, crawls through some glass.
Drives
picks
the wrong
his,
way on
picks
a
his
school.
Way through high tension wires. Only ever
electrified.
Gets slightly burned.
Yeah. I feel like even if you like screw, they say you can die at any point, but like I knew somebody who just screwed up in the like did the glass tunnel wrong and just cut themselves to pieces like, oh, you're gonna die here, I guess. And then like, no, you get to a certain level of health and he goes like, oh, I can't make it, and just falls out of the tunnel like, really?
Yeah, just
you can't even
quits
just...
halfway through the tunnel full of glass. But that's the thing that kind of annoyed, one of the things that annoyed me about Heavy Rain is they built it up beforehand saying like, yeah, you can die at any time. And so I went in and like initially thinking like, I can die any second, like just, you know, heart palpitations as I did all these trials, like, you know, driving the wrong way down the freeway, crawling through the tunnel, all this other shit, and you can't actually die. I didn't, so I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, like, you, if you just fail him, he's like, oh, I just failed this
Ouch.
Test. Oh, I'm going to stumble home now. I'm a coward.
He does become such a sad, even if you do him successfully, he becomes such a sad-looking guy by about the third trial. He's just like, broken and covered in cuts and bruises.
Yeah,
and just...
This will be kind of a spoiler. At one point, he has to... well, 2 points. Like, he's instructed to go to an apartment, and there's, like, a camera set up, and, like, saying, you know, you have 2 minutes to cut off your finger, and if... Yeah, sorry, Chris is distracting me by asking for something that's not here. You have like two minutes to cut off your finger, and if you don't, then you won't get this next clue, and so you have to cut off your finger. And you can go do various things, like you can heat up some rebar to sterilize your finger.
I really should have done that. I didn't do that. Yeah, I just went, okay,
you get
build
different
up my nerve.
Trophies depending on what you do and how you do it. And like there's certain, some ways are more brutal than others.
Yeah,
and then
the old lizard
at the end, like the final clue to find your son, you have to drink poison. And you're told that you will have 1 hour before it kills you. And yeah, I didn't do it. I was just like, you know what? Fuck this.
But it turns out that was a lie anyway.
And then it gives you, like, if you've done the rest of the trials successfully, then you have enough clues to find him anyway. So
yeah,
why
exactly.
would you do that?
I thought after the third trial, I was like, this spells Roosevelt. I know that says Roosevelt.
Yeah, there's nothing else it could spell.
Yeah, how about we just go on the map and look at every place that's... Like, come on. Like, that was very annoying to me. And then, but the poison, if you do drink it, doesn't kill you anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't. I can't remember. I think I read something that it's like, it just doesn't come up again.
Oh,
the game
well.
Progresses as though he'd never drunk it.
That's another way that Ethan is giving, in that he has a needless and unexplained psychotic events that make him a perfect red herring. Like, he's very giving.
I'm a father, too.
I'm a father, too. You're my food,
but I'm no killer.
I was
American.
I was a killer.
The best part about that game is it technically takes place in like Philadelphia.
Does it really?
It takes place in like it's like there are areas that are like modeled after like different areas in Philly, and it's like there's not a single person in that game that sounds like they're from anywhere but like Eastern Europe.
Oh, we've
I know
we've
gone over
quite a good
it,
time.
Is this seriously a dry show? I'm just wondering.
Chris.
Yes, it's a short dry show.
Oh no. I haven't eaten anything today. I was really just wanted something in my face.
I'm
starving.
Chris.
That's not food.
It's beers of food.
Come on, hang in there. We're almost done with this.
We're at number. We're about to be at number two.
It feel
for the
like
top
it. I participated in like the 900th Heavy Rain conversation.
All right, yeah, all right. We're
to
done
a
with
million
heavy
other
rain.
Heavy
Ethan
rains.
Mars is a very giving character.
Number two
is the main character from Persona 3, which I never played.
Don't look at me for this one.
We may want to get Tyler in here. Hold
this
on.
Guy pretends to shoot himself in the head.
You played it, right?
Yeah, I played it.
Okay. Tyler got everybody.
So the main character, supposedly a very giving character. Wonder if you could tell us something about it.
The main character of Persona 3.
Why is he so giving?
Main character of Persona 3. Oh, well.
Very generous, very giving, helps people along the way.
He spent time with a stranger on a MMO.
Okay.
And developed a friendship with this very lonely person.
Fuck, I've done that.
I
do that like every weekend when I go home into my sad life and play MMOs.
Well, I guess I guess the thing about Persona 3 and Persona 4 is that they put you in that sort of typical everyday kind of situations where, you know, you're helping out a friend with homework or...
You join school clubs.
Yeah, you join school clubs and help people with their sort of everyday kind of problems.
But also, you know, get past giant personal obstacles in their psyche and come to terms
yes,
with who they
symbolized
are.
Symbolized by big demon boss fights usually done during the night.
If only that's how you actually dealt with your emotional problems. Yes.
Like, could I deal with my crippling depression by punching a giant zombie?
No, you'd have to accept that depression is part of you, and then it becomes your magical friend that helps you fight other monsters.
My depression is my friend.
That's kind of the message of Persona.
It doesn't feel like it.
You're perfect.
Let's go cry, Chris. No.
Anyhow, I'm looking forward to playing a Persona 4 localized port on the PS Vita 3 years from now.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I wonder if that character will be as good.
I'm sure he will.
That character's pretty giving, too. I like that character more with his gray hair and snazzy glasses.
Yeah, he had gray hair while the Persona 3 protagonist had bluish hair, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, he lived in, you know, a more rural area of Japan instead of fancy Tokyos that everybody sees. Yeah. I also like.
That's pretty giving.
That's right.
Yeah, by living, yeah. I don't know. He's helpful, but in realer ways than in most RPGs. You know, he isn't just about finding your daughter in a dungeon or something.
Well, it still is about saving the fate of the world.
Yeah, it is that too.
Well, it's from
Japan,
right?
But it's grounded in the everyday life of a Japanese high school student, which I think really connects with a lot of people who like anime and manga in general.
Mm-hmm.
So crossover,
just
right?
Like all your favorite anime.
It's always about the fate of the world.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Fate of the world.
But you still get to pretend you're going to a Japanese high school.
Yay!
For a whole year.
I highly recommend it for PSP, the remake they did.
Yeah. My father.
All right. Also, you shoot yourself in the head a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that is one of the awesomest attack animations ever.
It's not a loaded gun, though, right?
It's like a spiritual gun that brings out your inner persona that fights for you.
Yeah, it's like a totem.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks so cool.
I like to think the original title was Murder Suicide Club.
They had to soften it up from there. Right. Oh man, have you guys seen Suicide Club?
I have actually.
I love that movie.
The one that starts with like a bubble tape roll of human skin.
Yeah, but then it kind of just goes away from that. It's not
It's like 50 Japanese schoolgirls jumping off a subway platform as the train comes in.
Yeah, jumping in front, and then it just turns into this thing like, no, it's just cool, let's all kill ourselves. Okay, let's jump off the like it's so, and then it turns out that it's all about what people blamed teen suicide on in Japan. Like, they blame it on like these rock and roll guys who are all ready to take the blame because they want to be cool martyrs. But then it turns out it's actually like the equivalent of Pokemon in the game, in the show, is killing children and getting them to commit suicide.
It's like as popular as Pokemon, or like their version
the
of Pokemon?
The equivalent of Pokemon in the game, or in the film, is what's causing people to kill themselves.
Oh, so it's like a parody of Pokemon that they're like, no, it's this card/video/toy thing that's...
Yeah, it's
people.
This innocent-looking thing that's doing it, not music.
Of course. course.
It's a really good movie. You guys watch it.
Are you ready for number one?
It's also called Suicide Circle, I think, is an alternate title for
it. All right. This has a lot to do with Persona.
Number one.
It's pretty similar, really, if you've seen.
Number one.
Number one, because it's the best entry ever. And no, it's not because I thought of it and thought it should be number one. I just saw it and was like, fuck yes.
Is Jade.
Jade.
I love that lady.
Beyond good and evil. She rescues orphans, leads a resistant movement against a fascist regime, and is biologically helping the world become a better place. How do you get someone better than that? Who is more giving?
And she does it all with B-cup breasts.
And she's also photographing animals to preserve them. What the what the fuck?
And winning hover races.
Winning hover races! Can we please close this segment out with that song?
Barbie wishes she was that accomplished.
Yes, I finished it in, like, I think one or two sittings.
It like, holds up that well?
It holds it for me, it held up. And I didn't really give it that much of a shot the first time. It's something like, oh, I'll get back to this someday, and never did.
I mean, she runs an orphanage. How much more giving can you
be? It's definitely ahead of its time. You can see why it gets the love it does and deserves it. It's really, really good.
It's sort of about the Iraq War.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of, like, anti-Cheney shit going on.
Michel Ansel actually said that, like, you know, that was right when the Iraq War was beginning and there was 9/11 and all this, like, paranoia. And so, you know, a lot of it was about that. And he said that the sequel would not or will not be about that.
Oh, okay.
So.
The sequel,
which is
happening.
A little disappointing, because I kind of like that rebel attitude.
Did footage leak today of Beyond Good and Evil 2?
Yes,
yeah. Sort
concept
of somewhere.
Screen.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I mean, there's already been like footage.
I know. It's the only thing that's happened since
the footage
the trailer.
Is awesome, because you watch it, you're like, that's awesome, and then you're like, that's just gonna be a quick.
That's the only thing that's happened since the trailer, which involves Uncle Paige snorting a bug, and that same scene happens at the beginning of Rayman.
Yeah.
With that character.
That's a good point. That's like a recurring theme. It's like, this guy has a big nose, therefore he should slowly inhale an insect.
Speaking on behalf of big nose people, that's not funny. It happens sometimes. And it stings.
Ow. Yeah. It smells.
And smells.
Yeah. I think bugs smell good inside your nose. They may smell good outside.
No, they don't.
But not
no,
inside.
They really don't
Who
in either
bugs
case.
All the time?
I applaud this.
I remember one. Let me tell a quick little story. I remember one time there was this ant on my finger, and I tried to blow it off my finger. But then I inhaled deeply before I was going to blow, and I ate the bug.
Gross.
Everything that happens to you in your life is like a silent cartoon.
I swallowed a bug.
Oh, no, how does Marlon Brando say that?
I swallowed a bug.
And did you then, like, you know, run for some water and grab a jar of Tabasco sauce instead? And you start belching flames. And then I have to go jump in a lake.
In the background playing was... Da, 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 da,
yeah, did you fall over a fruit stand? Da, 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 da,
and black screen comes up with text that says, oops!
Do you go to sleep every night with an iris?
All right. maybe we should move.
I'm in a silent cartoon.
Are we moving on past the make fun of Henry segment?
I think we should move on past that.
Number one.
Yep,
all right. Well, not really a whole lot happened this week. So
can we please go out with the music from the races in Beyond Good and Evil?
Yeah, sure.
But
why not?
We're only gonna do one segment, right? Is that the?
We're gonna do two segments. When we come back, we're gonna do a short community segment, and then we're gonna let you all go so you can enjoy what's left of your Thanksgiving break. See you soon. You're in the side of me to roll.
I'm Veronica Belmont. You are listening to Talk Radar.
Are you ready for a brand new podcast from GamesRadar.com? It's Laser Time with Tyler Wilde. Ha ha!
Alright, this is TW. Now don't be dreary. I'm taking your queries, alright.
It's better than bullet time. It's laser time. And he's taking your calls.
This is Samael. What makes a game horrible enough to be a 3, but not shitty enough to be a 2? Or even a 1?
Now here's what you gotta do. You gotta sit yourself down. You gotta know a verb from a noun, and you gotta get yourself right out of town. Come on.
Laser time's a little smoother.
Swanwing Antista, why the fuck doesn't LucasArts make another Star Wars Battlefront game? I mean, it sold awesomely.
Come on, now that's a tough one. That one's a doozy, my friend. Like 5 men in a jacuzzi. You know what I'm saying? That ain't gonna turn out well, nah. There's no solution to the man pollution. So what you gotta do, and let me tell you, this is what you gotta do. You gotta get yourself right out of town with that. Come on, alright.
Laser time is a little jazzy.
This is K.O. Can Kid from the forums. Would it make sense for Unicron to be in the new Transformers movie?
All right, you trying to test old TW here? Now that's a tricky question. All right, now let me tell you what you gotta do. You gotta put on those running shoes. You gotta make them bunny ears and tie them up real tight. Now they got tongues, but they ain't gonna bite. Am I right? All right. And you gotta go outside. And you see Mrs. Stevenson over there, little house on the corner, with that nice little garden. And you say, hello, Mrs. Stevenson, them some mighty fine tomatoes you growing there. And she'll say, thank you. And you'll say, you're welcome, because you must always be polite. Am I right? All right. But then you gotta start walking. Start walking down the street, get yourself jogging, get yourself running just like Forrest Gump, and run yourself right out of town with that. Come on!
Laser time with Tyler Wilde, coming soon to GamesRadar.com.
Oh! Ha ha ha!
Talk Radar, bitches.
All of a sudden, I could feel 100% evil come over me.
Whoopee! I'm going to GamesRadar.com, the official website of the internet.
Can you dig it?
Ahoy, hoy.
Hey, welcome back. As I said before the break, we're going with a shorter format this week, just so you can get back to spending more time with your family.
And, well, video
Won't
games.
Won't that be fun? And video games. Video Mostly games. Video games. That's what we'll be. That's our family.
Yep. I've been using them
that's
to
That's who
ignore,
we'll be spending time with.
I've been using them to ignore my family for Thanksgivings for 12 years straight.
Well, is that all?
Yeah.
Only 12 years?
Okay, more like 17.
I brought a GameCube to my aunt's house because it was right after it came out and played Luigi's Mansion on her couch for like
nice.
3 hours. So wow. I beat the game.
Were people going like, but football?
Some people.
But football.
But football.
Football.
Well, now you leave the living room. I would
That was the basement. They were in the living
ball.
Room.
Leave the living room TV free for football.
I've. This is not even a plug. I've made my own personal nightmare cartoon Christmas, and nothing is written, and 25 articles are needed.
You've attached yourself that cross again,
and
huh?
So, yeah, since I'm going to try, but so, like, what it looks like is if it looks like those 4 days are going to be tied up in amazing misery.
You should. I'll give you the chance to plug. You should tell people what you're working on and what you're talking about.
Oh, A Cartoon Christmas is a website my girlfriend and I had started up, but now we're not together, so she's not around to help me, and I'm people's couple people have expressed interest in keeping it going. That's where I write about a Christmas animated or Muppety Christmas special.
So it's
every day for every day of December leading up till Christmas.
A cartoonchristmas.com?
A cartoonchristmas.com.
There's already 50 there.
Yeah, there are already, well,
there are 50.
I find 25. Some of them aren't about specials. There's iPhone wallpapers and stuff.
Some are two paragraphs long. But I think my favorite was when you did the Mickey Mouse one that you really just complained about political correctness for the entire time instead of talking about the special. Because it was a six-minute cartoon.
It was a six-minute cartoon that Leonard Maltin came out and gave me like a 90-minute apology for what's about to happen to me. And it was a fucking balloon that sort of looked like a black person.
It was the classic pickaninny. Black.
Wow.
It's
like, use that word, Henry.
That word was in quotes.
My studies of African American folklore, which I did take in college, that is what you can call them. That's what they're classified as. You just can't call anybody that.
Yeah.
Henry, when you go back to the South.
Same with if that confuses any of our British listeners, it's like a gollywog.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay, fine. Yes.
That's what they call it.
All right. It's your show now.
That's how you get rid of extraordinary gentlemen. Are you calling Alan Moore racist? I will.
That's how you get rid of anything racist. What? That's what they call those people.
That was again in quotes.
That always makes it better.
Yeah.
I saw it on that
show. I'm not saying it. That was on Extras.
Yeah, I learned it from the show Extras.
Yeah.
Then excuses. Was further informed by Alan Moore's
right.
Okay, gentlemen.
Let's move on.
Okay, you want to move on?
Like,
number six.
That was a very good Tigger. Do it again. Yeah.
The most wonderful thing about Henry is
Henry a wonderful thing? Bouncy, 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 fun, fun thing.
And racism.
All right. Also racism.
All right.
Someone please draw racist.
I guess we have a supersized.
Yeah, we kind of have a lot of game deals to get through. So
supersized game deals. Deal segment.
What are you buying?
So yeah, it's kind of the week of game deals. We got Black Friday coming up, motherfuckers.
We're trying not to be racist.
Black Friday.
Oh, you're right.
It's when everything goes into black. And after...
It's racist to say Friday.
Don't remind people of Ice Cube's films. And then also, there will also be Cyber Monday after that. But I think Cyber Monday gets talked up too much because really... The sites like Newegg and Amazon, like at least last year, they joined in on Black Friday big time.
They did,
like,
and they kicked the shit out of every deal just about.
So look forward to that again this year.
Yeah, I'm not even going to kid myself with leaving the house.
Before we even get to them, though, I've noticed, I think last year Steam had like
I lost my mind on Steam. They haven't done
shit this year.
Not yet, but didn't they start it
last week? Like it was Black Friday week for them, like Amazon. I thought they did like a million deals every day.
I don't remember. I remember just around like in December, it's insane.
Maybe it was December. I remember it's in December. Okay.
Like in December, I hadn't even used Steam much like throughout the year. Like in December, like every day I was downloading like four or five games for like $1 or $2. I think of course I bought like the whole Valve pack for like $15. Unbelievable.
And Amazon so far this week has been.
It's all right.
They had okay ones.
It's a slow start.
Buy one 3DS game, get one 40% off, and it has Super Mario Land and Cave Story. So if you're going to pay full price...
Yeah, those are worth it.
I hate the idea of paying $40 for Cave Story. I really do. And Mario, but more for Cave Story.
You've played Mario. It's $40.
Oh, I love it. I love
it. It's $40 of fun.
I love it, but like a 3D remake of an existing game for a free game for
$40? It's a remake from the ground up, though.
$40!
It's a good game. Have you played it yet?
Huh? Yeah, I played it. I love Cave Story.
It got the same score as 3D Land, which means it's equally good.
Do I want to pay $40 for Cave Story again?
I think the thing is most people haven't bought
Cave
Story.
Yeah,
right. That's what I recommend.
You should. If you haven't played Cave Story in either of its other iterations, you should play this.
You have Super no Mario, excuse to be like, it's a remake.
Super Mario 3D Land and Cave Story for $30 a piece with the current Amazon deal. Yay, and they are doing dumb deals every day. Street Fighter on the 3DS, which has been like fucking $40 forever, was $17.
And Dead or Alive Dimensions is $20, which is pretty good. That's a good game.
And Super Monkey Ball was down to $10, which is the exact right price.
Yep.
And if you want to, and make sure you tape your 3D slider all the way down, or else you go blind while playing that game.
Okay, but the Black Friday deals, if you're actually going to go to the store, wait in line and hop over fat soccer moms.
Like a chump.
Like a sucker.
Like a rube. Like a ham and egg, you're going to line up with these people. Was that too much?
Mouth breather.
Ham and egg.
I like ham and egg.
Ham and egg is a great one.
Well, what do I see? This is insane. I'm guessing we're going to have an article where they're ranked. Like in order, is that how it works?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, because this Walmart.
I think
one,
you might be looking at the rough copy of that.
The Walmart's one. I'll do ascending order.
Descending
order. Well, I'll start at number 8.
Okay.
So you have something to look forward to in this mega-sized game deal segment.
What are you buying?
Sears is still alive.
Sears exists.
What
Sears
kind of vacuums
exists.
Can I get on Black Friday, Chris?
I would guess Craftsman.
That was the commercial I saw where they're just like, well, you know, you could go to other places, but they won't have Sears brand washing machines, will they?
Is that a heavily sought-after item?
I guess.
These sales begin at 4 a.m., so you'll remember, you'll line up and then you'll be able to participate in the sale.
2 a.m.
And they're usually guaranteed to have at least 10 copies of the things they have on sale. So, yeah, I wouldn't bother. Rage is $29.99, and Battlefield, Need for Speed, and FIFA Soccer are $39.99 each.
Mm. Wow. So if you have a parent going there,
yes,
then you fucking like slide that post-it note in their pocket and be like, yo, man, Battlefield
you
there.
You can get dad a drill. At Kmart, where the sales begin at 6 a.m.
Also, Kmart still exists.
6 a.m. It's got ton of stuff for $39.99, I think, which includes Dark Souls, Ace Combat, Assault Horizon, which is super fun. I just started playing it. Lord of the Rings, War of the North, Need for Speed the Run, Madden 12, Gears 3, Forza 4, and for $30, you can get Dance Central Rage, Kinect Sports, and a Skylanders starter pack for $50. I do kind of like the Skylanders for some weird reason.
Skylanders is kind of cool.
You like it so much, you're using the little base as a coffee holder.
It looks great as a coffee mug holder.
It really does. It's almost worth it for that alone.
Especially when it lights up.
I don't know. I'll get to that in the Toys R Us. There's a good Skylanders deal at Toys R Us. Yeah, really good. What do we have here? GameStop.
GameStop's Black Friday deals are notoriously awful.
They're usually pretty bad.
It's like, good. Come in and buy the games we have on
Rayman Origins for $39.99. That's the price it should have been.
No, didn't we discuss that? It's going to go lower.
Yeah.
It probably will but lower. That's the price you should pay because you should support that.
Yes.
But if you're a cheapskate,
you don't
care.
Think you should support that kind of game.
Come on. It's going to fail anyway. Just buy it when it's $20.
Jesus Christ.
You shouldn't support Ubisoft being dumb and thinking they can get away with putting a game like that out in the middle of November.
But it's such a beautiful game.
It's really awesome.
They're like the Fox of video game companies. Ooh. They put games out in shitty times and then get confused when it fails.
But well, that is what happened to 13 and Beyond Good and Evil and Prince of Persia and Splinter Cell.
All
at the same time.
At GameStop all weekend, Portal 2, Crysis 2, and Tiger Woods 12 are $30 a piece.
Is 12 the number of women Tiger Woods slept with?
Whoa,
marriage.
Hank!
Whoa, that's an awfully conservative estimate. Yeah.
Sports humor.
And the article in GamesRadar is much, much bigger and contains a lot more deals and images, so you're not confused.
It's bigger and blacker. So
that's a really good title. And then next year it's going to be bigger and blackerer. Okay. Oh, so here's Toys R Us. I wonder if it's mentioned in here because I just saw it today. Buy one, get one for $5? What?
That's a pretty good deal. They put
hold
a
on.
Lot
I'm
going
to read all the
copy.
Toys R Us isn't going to boil down to.
It's basically buy one, get one.
Okay. So those titles include Gears 3, Rage, Forza 4, Battlefield, and Need for Speed the Run, Dance Central. Always these annual games are like always the ones discounted on Black
Friday.
Well,
because the publishers are giving them permission to cut the price.
I don't know if it's on there, but I heard a friend call me today to let me know that he went to GameStop today to buy a used copy of DJ Hero 2.
Yeah.
DJ Hero 2, new, with the turntable, for $15. DJ Hero 2 is really fucking good.
Wow.
So if you can,
We were in Target when I was trying to pick up my Looney Tunes Blu-ray collection, which just came in today. Thank you, God. Yes. Just came in today.
You can just see God's feet, though.
Dude, the bin where they normally keep, like,
chimney.
The toys from Congo or, like, Percy Jackson, Olympia, like, Tony Hawk rides is stacked as far as the eye could see.
Those are going to do a killing on Black Friday.
Oh, dude.
Because people are going to be like, those are only $30. It comes with a...
I want them to come down to $1 and just... I want to make, like, a permanent sculpture out of Tony Hawk ride boards.
Like a guy? I want a guy skateboarding on a real skateboard made out of Tony Hawk ride
I want them
skateboard.
To cost $1 and come with a free vial of Bobby Kotick's tears.
Thought you were going to say jizz. Raising my hand and letting you know.
Such a beautiful tribute to Activision's hubris.
Yes.
The coolest... Well, I do like Skylanders. I like how that works. Yeah. I like being able to collect toys that become game characters and embody all my progress within them, even though mine broke immediately.
I can't wait for that series
to... You're too rough with it.
I didn't. It didn't move.
You got to be careful with your
toys. I can't
wait
for that series to be fucked to death by Activision.
Well, I mean, all they have to do now is sort of just keep releasing toys and levels. Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they finally found a way to make collecting plastic shit appealing again.
And then they're cool.
It's smaller
figures.
Now.
Yeah,
but it's for your kids and not for you.
The coolest deal I saw was a 3DS, the Super Mario 3D Land bundle, which is a red 3DS, which I'm just incredibly jealous of.
Yeah.
It's not as nice as the Zelda one.
I don't know. I just like the red one. That's just me. I do like the Zelda one.
It's got the Zelda crest on it.
The red Mario Super Mario Land 3DS bundle also comes at Toys R Us with a free Skylanders game and starter pack. And those, I'm pretty sure those characters work on any platform.
That's pretty good.
No, I think they're smaller.
Are they? They did look a little smaller. I don't know.
But the microchip's probably the same size.
Yeah, maybe.
And I doubt
they were definitely different.
I doubt they have different sized. Like, if you go to Toys R Us, I doubt you they have, like, here's the Black Spyro and the smaller one.
They wouldn't do that. At Target, where sales begin at midnight. Check your local listings.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh, here's
where...
You
want to go at midnight.
$10 gift card with a regular price purchase of games like Elder Scrolls, Rayman Origins, Battlefield 3, Oh, wait, no. Yes, $10 gift certificate with Elder Scrolls and Rayman. That's kind of a shitty deal.
Not the price you just get.
But Battlefield 3, Gears of War 3, Resistance 3 are $37. Forza 4 is $27, and that's free. Ooh, and Babysitting Mama is just $5. Come on.
That's like $20 more than I'd spend for it.
It comes with the baby. The baby you put the Wii remote in.
Yep.
That is disgusting, Hank.
This is one of those stores I encountered while collecting Black Friday deals. Major?
I don't know that place.
Major? I've never seen one in my life. I don't know what the logo looks like.
I don't know.
No idea. Sales begin at 4 a.m. You got Battlefield 3, Need for Speed, The Run, NBA 2K, Forza Motorsports, Scissors, Gear 3 Resistance for $29.99. Star Fox 64 3D, Dance Central 2. Disney Universe, $19.99.
Wow, is that so?
Especially for Star Fox.
Star Fox and Dance Central 2 for $19 or $20.
Yeah,
that's actually crazy nice.
Yeah. God of War 3 and Star Wars: The Force Unleashed are $9. Wow, $9.99.
God of War 3, definitely get that. If you
I cannot believe they did. I figured that was one of those games that would never go down in price. Either it's like the reason owned a PS3.
Wasn't that popular? Well, it was. But
it was. It's a really fucking good game.
All right, we'll move on to Best Buy, which has virtually every game we've mentioned before in different price categories. Except for they have Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Oh man.
Assassin's Creed Revelations.
All those people that spent $60 last week on Assassin's Creed.
Forza
4. Stupid now.
NBA 2K. FIFA 12 are $34.99 a piece.
Pretty great.
Wow, price. Gears 3, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Disney Universe are $29.99.
As is Batman.
Wow, really?
Batman.
If you really want to feel bad about all the money you've spent in games you like bought and haven't played yet, just go out to on Black Friday and just walk around.
Yeah. Hey, look at that Scribblenauts, $7.99.
Super or regular?
I'm guessing it just says regular.
Fuck that.
Dirt 3 and Homefront are $14.99 at Best Buy. We'll move on to the number one retailer to waste your time at.
Number one,
Walmart. Ichiban.
Yes.
Well, the best thing at Walmart is you don't line up outside. Walmart's never closed, so you can just wait inside.
You can avoid being trampled to death by fat ladies in stretch
pants.
Every
year, the news goes to Walmart to film what a fucking massacre it is. Why? Is it worth $5?
We're here with all the dregs of humanity. See what people are willing to do to save a few bucks.
I'm going to buy me a Blu-ray player for $40.
Good, because that's how much all the discs cost for it.
You forget what it's like to live in small town America, Chris. Don't you remember your
late nights?
That's
why I moved here. Forget about that.
There was only, like, going to Walmart at 3 a.m. was when the, like, four things you could do.
Yeah. I did
let's
that.
Hang out
it's either that or yell at the people that weren't the same color as you.
Or go to Denny's at 3 in the morning.
I started to prefer Whataburger over Denny's, but that was because there was a Whataburger right next to the Walmart.
Okay, was Whataburger open 24 hours? This is important, Chris.
Yeah, hold this on. Whataburger was, and yes, it was right next door to the Super Walmart, where you could also buy groceries.
All that shit can go to hell because of Wawa. and like, yes, we can discuss
that
another day.
That's such a Philly thing, the Wawa.
It's all New Jersey also.
All right. I only heard about the Wawa because I, this is stupid.
All right.
Wawa is not stupid, Henry.
Walmart.
No, you're stupid.
Walmart. Available at Walmart on
Walmart.
On Black Friday, Batman Arkham City, Battlefield 3, Forza 4, Gears of War 3, Madden 12, FIFA 12 are $28.
Kabam!
$28 a piece. Yeah, that probably does merit a whooping. Oh, it's a diff. There it is. $28 a piece. Dance Central 2, Kinect Sports Season 2 are $15. $10 games. We have, BioShock 2. Pure. I love Pure. I love Pure.
That you can remember Caitlin's the company too. That was closed down.
Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword with the Wii Remote Plus is $59.96. And that is how we say that. And of course, number zero is Amazon. Amazon will have way better Black Friday deals than all these places combined.
I've seen before where they are like, if Walmart is 28 on something, Amazon will be 30. Mm-hmm. So technically, Walmart's technically better.
Just follow me on Twitter. I'll be pointing out all the proper answers.
You can look at this article that we've been discussing, which will be on GamesRadar.
Same thing happened to me last year, and Hank did it to me. So there.
So but yeah, there. What's your Twitter, Chris?
Twitter.com/CNTstub.
You might have links that.
I will. I can't not keep up on that. I love buying cheap, super cheap shit. Like it's just a roundup of the entire year.
I'm gonna buy. I might even buy them through my Amazon Kindle.
I'll say Steam. Also on Steam, PC Gamer Digital, Episode 6, all Minecraft, and I helped.
Are you meaning to say that in the you said
no.
it? PC Gamer Digital.
No, I started to wince as I did it.
PC Gamer Digital.
PC Gamer Digital.
Fuck it.
Also XBLA is having and PSN are having some nice little sales too. Nothing like a Steam level sale. Sure. They released some pre Black Friday sales for XBLA, which include best of all a $5 Super Meat Boy, which you really should get.
That's absolutely
amazing.
If
you haven't had Super Meat Boy yet, you must get it. But yeah, keep an eye on XBLA, and we might do a little story on it on Black Friday. We'll see.
Awesome.
But yep. So
awesome. Is it over?
Well,
take my advice, do as I say.
Save a little money for Black Friday.
Ooh, what are you buying?
I see what
remix.
You did
remix.
Yeah. So, question of the week. Last week's question of the week was.
This is sort of community.
Yeah, community.
Community Chris.
Segment. You want to do the thing? I'm introducing all the things before I should be.
It's your show now. Do what you want.
I'll fuck it up. Sure. Drive the shit into the ground. Just you watch.
It's okay.
I can do it all right. Just you watch.
The reasons I should stay. One by one, they all just fade away.
So that was terrible.
Hey.
But, the only song I had on here. Sorry.
What game are you unfortunately putting off for the time being? Seeing as a shitstorm of games just came out, we want to play all of them. There's not enough time in a human lifespan, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Mouse Clock, who graciously started the thread, said, "Wow, so many games. For me, there is no way in hell I'm playing Skyrim anytime soon. In the time I could spend playing Skyrim, I could play 2 to 4 other games of equal quality." True.
It's a very...
That's anti-value.
Well, I wouldn't say equal quality.
Well, it's a mature decision if you can wait until March when nothing's out, except for Capcom games.
Actually, March is the first 3 months of the year looking pretty busy.
Yeah.
When the summer drought hits, I know I'll have Skyrim to fall back on. Also true. Mm-hmm. Also, by that time, there should be some awesome mods by then.
And DLC.
What's nice is that I have Skyrim, and I... Not going to forget this year. After Christmas, I will be broke. Oh, I'll have gift certificates, but not many.
Well, hopefully you can eat some of them.
When I'm broke and can't afford games, to have something as giant as Skyrim, good times, man. Yeah, good times.
That's true. That'll fill the cold doldrums of January, during which nothing traditionally releases.
Yeah, early January.
That is worth a damn. Cody Stovall, who does a bunch of cool fan art, says, "Well, I played Batman and Dark Souls, lucky bastard, And by next week's time, maybe a taste of Skyrim's or Saints Row 3. So that wraps up all of Want for this year. Or that wraps up all Want for this year. But I want a 3DS and some games. Yes, a good number of games should be out by now. But with cost, it won't happen until Christmas or next year. Questions are, should I get Blue and Red 3DS? And what games? Like Michael, I'm interested in Jaws, Animal Crossing, Paper Mario. DOA and Mario's would be nice, although what I truly want is Pikmin for 3DS, but SSB is nice as well. That is not the answer to the question!
Why is it
not about games you wish you had?
No, I mean, why doesn't Pikmin exist on a 3DS?
Why does Pikmin exist in general?
Yeah.
Mr. Suitman says, for the holiday October and November releases, I guess you could say all of them. I don't get to buy games very often, though I did get Dark Souls, and I'm loving the shit out of it. Mm-hmm. Cody Stelvel says, why don't you just rent to Mr. Suitman? Thank you. I'm sure that's very helpful. 510 Brother Panda, who only has a Wii, says, well, I'm not going to be able to play any of the PS3 360 PC games, and I can't afford to buy Rayman or Kirby right now. Jesus. So I'm skipping almost everything except that Zelda game that has Link swinging right-handed.
Jesus. Wait for the Wii U version.
On a more positive note, I got Geist for GameCube at the local GameStop for like $4, thanks to Michael in that semi-recent top 7 about ghosts. All pretty right. Sunny, funny so far for an M-rated game. Haven't gotten to that scare the girl in the shower part yet.
You should. Can you trade in Stockholm Syndrome?
Poor guy. Well, Zelda will keep him busy for a good long time.
I know. It's 510, brother. He tweeted back at me, well, my parents hate me playing games. I don't have any money. I'm like, just get a job and leave. buy and play all the games you want. What's happening over there?
Come on. It's his life.
I know. It's his life.
And he should spend it getting a job.
We're on the outside. We don't know what his life's like.
That's true. Soren7550, who has an adorable avatar, says, I kind of have to say Elder Scrolls V Skyrim because my boyfriend is always playing it, and thus I almost never get any time on it.
Wait, a girl?
A girl, I'm assuming. Could be a gay man. I don't care. But the main reason I'm putting off playing games that came out this week / last week is because I'm broke and thus can't afford to get them.
Man, get a job, hippies.
I want to play Modern Warfare 3 and Saints Row the Third now, but my empty wallet says otherwise. No,
I'm poor, but there's a difference between being able to afford any games and one or two games.
Well, you remember what it was like when you were in high school or college.
I was constantly starving because I was playing a shitload of games that I was buying.
I mean, that's why I overcompensate now and buy everything, because I have that thing like, I want games and I can't afford anything.
I was just was better about what I want the most.
It reminds me of this comedian who just said, like, he wants to just go to a candy store and, like, go up to a kid who's staring at candy. And he's like, I can buy all this candy. Yes. I can just buy it all.
But I don't want to.
Yeah. God damn it.
You want to read some, Chris?
Sure. Should I say the artist formerly known as Fagatron? You scolded him.
Sorry I scolded you.
And he changed his name on Twitter.
It was nice of you to change it.
College is demanding Saints Row 3 and Battlefield. He will have to wait to play. That's sad. Battlefield's a lot of fun. So is Saints Row 3. Wow. Well, no, that's not bad. Cloven 64 is like Uncharted 3. I'm like, what? Really? If you have the option to play Uncharted 3, do it. It's awesome.
It doesn't last that long.
But you have to wait until Christmas. Oh, what's that like?
You gotta wait for old Saint Nick.
Skyrim, because of Skyrim. The Dicks of Dan Amrich says Battlefield 3. I still haven't beaten the campaign co-op stuff yet, because of the multiplayer and Skyrim. GoldenEye 007 says Rayman Origins. No! No, that is a bad Games Radar community member. No, you do not skip Rayman Origins.
I'm skipping.
Bad.
Rayman
Origins.
No, you should pay $60 now. For a side scroller.
Yes. Yeah.
In 2011.
Yes.
It's just not the world we live in.
I did, and it felt so fucking good. You know the smug sense of satisfaction I have from purchasing Rayman Origins at full price with my own money? It's fucking beautiful. Come get some of that. Man. Come get some of that, Hank.
I'm good.
Taste it.
Nope.
It's good.
All right, if it's $40 on Amazon, I will buy it.
Okay.
But just to halfway support it. But it doesn't matter because it's a failure already.
And Shugu 7, you just put a list of awesome games that are out right now that you can't afford because you're in college. Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of what most people are going with.
And, this is weird. A lot of people are saying, like, okay,
probably
down here...
Probably would have gotten shorter answers asking, what game will you have time to
Dark
play?
Darktone and Felix the Cat say Skyward Sword. And I was totally comfortable waiting to play Skyward Sword until very recently. And I have a giant Zelda itch forming somewhere underneath my skin.
But I gotta make the choice, Skyrim or Skyward.
You know what made me really uncomfortable? The realization... If I don't get and play and finish Skyward Sword, there will be two console Zeldas in existence that I have not finished. And that terrifies
that's
me.
Good. That means you're terrifying. Getting older.
Yeah, like, that's awful.
What's the other one?
Twilight.
Oh.
Okay. I once a year I load it up, like, I'm going to finish this game. I'm, like, 30 hours in and have, like a stage left, and I have no idea what the fuck's going on, where I'm at.
Just pull out the fact, and you'll.
And then you gotta, I gotta look for a landmark, and then try and find something that relates to it in the fact. I don't know what I've recently done because it was in 2006.
I started playing Skyward Sword last night. It's pretty fantastic.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Should I play it over...
It does not look like shit on my TV, I'm happy to say.
Should I play it over Uncharted 3, Assassin's Creed Revelations?
I don't know. How much do you like Zelda?
A lot.
Yeah, maybe.
A lot. I do like it a lot.
If you like it more than those games.
I do like it a lot, and I just completely lost my mind over 3D Land, so I forgot I was such a Nintendo fanboy. I think that had a lot to do with it.
Boy, 3D Land is great. How are you in progress with it, Chris?
Okay, I'm on like the third or fourth special world, but it's only because I went back to get all the gold flags.
I see, yeah.
And so I'm not finishing a level until I get all 3 stars.
If I could tell you how to save time, though, you could skip the gold flags as Mario and just skip them again when you do it as Luigi. You know?
No. Okay, yeah. Oh, and the biggest release of this week, I'll say it again, The Muppets. The Muppets is the biggest thing going on this week.
As long as we're saying new releases, WWE 12 did come out, which I did think was pretty good.
It's reasonably priced on Amazon right now, like 45 bucks or something.
Yeah, they did one of those day of release price cuts because they're putting it out during Black Friday week. They can't sell for 60, but it is a really good game. Like it's not the like shining light of wrestling and the whole, like, they changed the name, so I thought they're gonna finally revolutionize this and turn it into exactly what I want. And like, nah, they could have called this SmackDown 12 and it would have been a good SmackDown, a pretty good SmackDown, but it's good. It's got CM Punk with his new intro music.
Did you just get done with some kind of wrestling renaissance where you met
I went to New York City for a bribe. I went there for a bribe. No, but it was barely to cover the game. I got to interview CM Punk, which was cool.
Did you post a picture with him?
Guilty.
Was that him?
Yes, I
posted. You just said, guess who I met? I'm like, I have no idea who that is, Henry.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool to the people in the know.
Yeah.
But to everybody else, like, you met some scuzzy guy in Windbreaker. Cool. You should be happy for me.
The Rock.
The Rock. The Rock was, I got to see a dream come true. It really was to see a WWE event in Madison Square Garden, which is the home arena for WWE. It's where the first WrestleMania was and a million other important shows. And so this was the 25th Survivor Series at Madison Square Garden with Rock wrestling his first real match in 12 years.
12 years?
Well, no, wait, not, okay, no, sorry, that, not, 7 years, 7 years, his first in 7 years.
I'm pretty sure I can remember watching The Rock.
And he did great,
Did your olfactories detect anything he was brewing?
Yeah, there was actually, he had an epic promo that basically he went through every catchphrase he ever had.
Really?
Yeah, he's just like, this is about a lot of history to The Rock from blah, blah, blah. And he just goes through every catchphrase.
What? Jabroni's brother.
And then
my wrestling character's exploding in the ring.
He got the whole audience to sing New York, New York with him, which New Yorkers hate that song.
The Alicia Keys one? Sorry. Oh. Wow, you look so fucking
disappointed. The Liza Minnelli song. Well, Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, motherfucker.
Nope. Respect. Liza Minnelli. Respect. Liza Minnelli originated it.
I think you should say Liza Minnelli a couple more times.
Is Coop not coming back?
I guess not.
Coop had to run.
Bye, Coop.
Yeah,
we should have said that earlier.
But he had there's actually a pretty funny joke on Arrested Development. Remember when they went to the drag bar
that
Tobias found? Yes. And
the gothic asshole.
And then where they found Liza Minnelli's character was hanging out there, and then Tobias, David Cross, goes up on stage and starts singing New York, New York. And then Liza Minnelli says, everybody thinks they're Frank Sinatra.
Wow, I never got that. Yeah. I did not know she did that song.
Didn't that show give you more respect for Liza Minnelli, that she could actually be funny, like a funny actress? Like, come on.
She didn't have anything else to do. Like, she's lucky. She's lucky to have been involved in that show.
So, listen to Liza Minnelli on TalkRadar.com. TalkRadar.com. There's no TalkRadar.com.
Oh,
we should buy that.
Dumb name. Oh, yeah. Wait. There's another podcast, right?
Game Radar. Sound Radar
with Sophia.
Yeah, she interviewed Uncharted composer, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, dude.
That guy
also did the music on Firefly, so gives me a special kind of boner.
Nice.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I derailed with my
doesn't matter.
Really? Talk. I hadn't noticed.
Didn't mean to.
Well, I hope you had fun in New York. I love New York when I was there.
I love New York, too, man. I wish you could find any of those shirts there that say I Heart New York, because it just... I wanted people to know how much I loved it, but they don't sell those shirts anywhere. Can you believe it?
Really? I don't believe it.
You bought me a lovely New York exclusive vinyl Mation.
That you already had.
Which I already had, and I forgot all about that because I had to beg Grim to no, dude, I want to go to Times Square. He's like, I just went there. I don't want to go. I'd got to go to the Disney store and see what they had. I just have to see it. I'm sorry. And he's like, fine. And then I get done. Finally, line is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we have to leave for our flight in 45 minutes. My luggage is back at the hotel. So Grim was in one of those situations where he's too mad to speak to me for the entire walk back to the hotel. Yeah, wow. It was fun.
Yeah, did you go to a Nintendo store there too?
No, I didn't.
The Nintendo store's great.
Yeah, I wanted to, but we almost missed our flight because I was getting fucking Vinyl Mations.
There was also the NBC Experience store where I picked up a few Troy and Abed mugs.
God, that was great. I wanted one of those.
I'd already bought you the Vinyl Mations, so I didn't want to. Yeah.
I know.
Right.
Troy and Abed in the morning. Question of the week.
New question of the week.
Troy and Abed in stop motion.
So, looking at the responses to the last question of the week, I realized, it would have been shorter if we just asked, what game are you going to be playing? So, this Thanksgiving, we've all got a few days off, a few extra days. What game is going to be taking up most of your time? Can be new or old. For the rest of us, it's going to be at least one new release. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to have the same answer, but just the same. Weigh in.
We'll take a poll and then sell it to our advertisers.
Yeah, go to talkradar.com/forums.
I'll go first.
Yes.
Yes. Excellent.
I started Uncharted 3. I'm going to finish that. That's number one. But that won't take up my whole time. And I've committed to going to a friend's place for Thanksgiving dinner, which I'm looking forward to. But I'm also thinking to myself, this is really cutting into the time I could be playing video games, which annoys me. So I'm doing that.
I forgot what we said.
Well, it annoys all of us because we all have Asperger's.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll be done with Uncharted 3 by Friday afternoon, and then I can start up Assassin's Creed Revelations. And hopefully, because I'm trying to think of a game I can beat by Sunday, and I think at least the main campaign in Assassin's Creed I can finish by Sunday, and then I'll be done with those two, and they'll free me up to choose between bigger games like Saints Row or Skyrim and start on those. So that's currently my plan. So Uncharted 3, then Assassin's Creed, so I'm going to get a lot of Nolan North up in my ears.
My plan is to think about playing Saints Row the Third and Skyrim and Zelda, and then to ultimately realize I have also Modern Warfare 3 and Deus Ex and a shit ton of other stuff still to play. And then I'll get paralyzed by choice and just spend the entire time reading articles on Cracked.
Yeah, that happens to me too sometimes. Paralyzed what about you? Yeah, you've got a 3DS. Come on, Super Mario.
Oh, that too. Thank you for making the choice even more difficult.
That's one more Cracked article he's going to have to read.
That's one nice thing. I got to say, that's one nice thing about doing reviews too, is that since it was your job to play the game, you're already done with the game. So
Assassin's Creed Revelations, I don't have that to look forward to.
Yeah.
It's not looming over your head.
Although I do want to jump back into the multiplayer at some point because that's a lot of fun, and I'm 6 levels away from that achievement.
Ooh. Nice.
I am embarrassed by how long I've had Skyrim for so long and not once fired it up. It's just been installed, sitting there. I got a brand new gaming PC at my house. Oh. Yeah, super nice. And I'm like, all you're going to do is you're just going to be Skyrim. And that's all you are. I'm going to call the computer Skyrim because that's nice. That's all I want to do. And but then this, which dropped this week, let's see if you guys can guess it.
Yeah.
Serious Sam, those are the headless kamikaze beautiful. Guys. Serious
now
Sam 3.
You have
3.
A second reason to play.
Yeah, Serious Sam 3. I cannot wait to jump on that. Hi, computer. Are you dying? I'll be with you
good
in a moment.
Good thing waiting. The podcast is almost
yay!
Over.
So, you know, answer. Tell us yourself in the TalkRadar forums.
Yeah, GamesRadar.com/forums. And TalkRadar podcast, and somebody else will probably start the thread.
Mm-hmm. Go on the forums to help ignore your family.
Yep.
Yay. Anything you want to plug? I got tons of stuff I want to plug.
Go back in time and read my GameCube retrospective last week that I worked really hard on. Thank you. I had to recalibrate our numbers because different people who aren't at the site anymore made it wrong before, and I made it right.
All right.
God damn it.
Fuck you,
Austin. How could Paper Mario, which they call Paper Mario 2, not Paper Mario colon the Thousand Year Door, how could Paper Mario be number, like, 17 before? Come on.
All right, all right.
Come on.
We get it. You know what? Hank likes Mario.
Paper Mario especially.
The Thousand Year Door is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Wait. Okay, go ahead. More pluggage.
But that's it. I'm posting, you know, some news. Read my WWE 12 review, please. You know,
so much.
And there'll be more news. And coming soon, I'll have a gift guide for you guys and gals out there to help you
sweet.
Buy things that aren't video games for people who play video games.
Awesome. All right.
I got tons.
Oh, yeah?
Let me drop
them.
Let me drop them. There's a new episode of PC Gamer out there on the shelves. And a new episode of PC Gamer Digital up there on Steam. That's 99 cents. Yay! I'm. By the time you hear this, I'll probably have distributed the episodes to the winners of the dumb contest we announced last week. We also this week on GamesRadar.com, Tyler and I are helping repost these awesome GTA videos where we remove the friction from the vehicles. Have you seen those videos
yet?
Yeah. They're hysterical. They'll be posting one video a day in like a series.
But you've got like a foot race organized.
A foot race. So like Logan has to like. Run from one point of Liberty City to another while every car is on fire, flying at 1,000 miles an hour at you like comets, like grenades. It looks hysterical.
It's so beautiful.
And he has to like punch a cop somewhere in the middle and then run to this other point to see if they make it.
Tell them to stop swinging the camera around spastically when they do that because it makes things a little distracting.
I will definitely tell them to stop doing that. that and Brett came in and we did a sequel to our Marvel vs. Capcom Power Levels, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom Power Levels commentary.
It's just like old times.
Henry, myself, and Mike Grimm joined Brett Elston and I to talk about the new, better balanced power levels.
Oh, yes.
It's like another video podcast. And this one's funny. We go through all the DLC costumes of the new characters.
Yeah.
It's fun. Well, obviously, there's Brett's VG Empire, which I think I'm on this week. That's cool. It's finally on iTunes. There's Laser Time. Which this show is about titular shit. I have special guests are Michael and Diana.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there's a special contest that we came up with, and the entries are already rolling in. If you comment on the article on lasertimepodcast.com of the totally titular episode and post a YouTube link to a tribute video featuring Nickelback's Hero, the best entries will win awesome Batman shit. Check that at lasertimepodcast.com. But most importantly, you were over at our house. We talked about how smelly the fridge is.
Yes.
And it wasn't that smelly until you opened the fridge. Now the smell is just kind of coming out by itself. And so Tyler and I decided that there's no... it's hard to motivate us to clean it, especially the worse it gets. Unless we're making content out of it. So at some point this week, you will see a YouTube video somewhere of Tyler and I cleaning our awful fridge. You'll see the vegetable gelatinator. Nothing is crisp in there. Everything is black. And at the bottom, you'll see the chili that time forgot.
Oh god.
There's some extreme pizza strata I think we're going to uncover.
Ugh.
And maybe something from a previous roommate who used to live there a year and a half ago. We're also going to uncover that. And whatever my ex-girlfriend left in the fridge when she left me back in June, that is also
so
going
to like
be removed.
So it's like the Al Capone's vault of TalkRadar.
Yes. Look for
that
video.
That means it'll be anti-climactic.
And I'm only pushing it Because if we promise it, then we have to do it now.
I'm sure watching somebody clean their fridge will be very exciting.
Yeah. I'm going to edit it, I think. We'll see, yes.
Well, all right. Well, Michael? I'm doing some things. I'm doing a what era should the next Assassin's Creed be set in? Or, you know, eras we'd like Assassin's Creed to be set in. Which, you know, to be fair, a bunch of other sites have already done numerous times. But this one's different because it is mine and I know my shit.
You make it better than anybody else.
I do.
I want to assassinate the Queen of England.
We've got the ongoing columns. I know a bunch of you guys, they're rubbing you the wrong way, but, you know,
But in the right way.
Give them a chance because they're awesome. These are people we have handpicked. They are not new staff members who are coming in and replacing our existing staff. Yeah. They are freelancers. They are working hard, and they've come up with some pretty good stuff. Mm-hmm. Please give them a chance.
The very handsome Jarek and the
Jarek, yes, and the equally handsome Rich Grisham.
Yeah, man, box score is so great, and I hate sports, but I love it.
But he raises points that are valid to or interesting to people who even aren't sports gamers. Like the last one was about how cloud gaming could change gaming as we know it if Sony puts it to good use with the Vita and the PS3. We also have Ask GR Anything with Andrew Groen. Mm-hmm. We have High Horse, which is a rotating opinion column. We may even write something for it soon. I believe Dave Houghton's handling this one for us.
He did one already, right?
He did one, and he's also handling this week's.
Which caused
And someday I'm going to do one of those columns.
An outlet, finally.
That High Horse got his last one, got 200-something comments.
Nice. Nice. Oh, is it the shitty PS3 version of Skyrim?
Uh-huh.
Yes. It did look like dog shit, the frame rate on that.
Kinda.
Well, who plays games on PS3?
Whoa, Hank. Big burn.
Lots of people.
Me.
Yeah.
Uncharted 3.
I'm already playing Uncharted 3.
All right. Let's. Can we go? I'm sweating. I'm starving.
Yeah, you got a song you want to go out on?
I'm going to say Ace Combat's Assault Horizons Dogfight, which I'm just playing that game. It's a fucking amazing song.
All right, cool.
Amazing.
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.